Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, June 23rd, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hey, Mel. We got 1 week left and then we're halfway through a year.
Melanie? Mail. Oh,
okay. 1 week left, halfway through a year.
How about that?
It's going by. I tell you, I don't know what the future's bringing, but it's getting here fast.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, really. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
But anyway, time is going by quickly, but I thank God that He's given us health, the strength to still be here, and we're still trying to do something to get people's eyes open. That's what we're here for.
Yes. Okay, gold today had a little bit of a comeback, $5. It was up higher by, $18 this morning, but we'll take $19.20 right now. Silver's up 17 pennies at $22.52. Platinum was down $5, $926. Palladium was up one at $1,316. You have the USDX today. That was stronger, 0.52 at 102.91. Crude oil was down 25 cents at $69.26. Now, the paper markets today, you have the Dow down 218, 33,728. S&P was down 33 points. The NASDAQ was down just a little over 1%, basically 1%, 138 points. Asian markets were negative all across the board, and every one of them was down over 1%, closer to 1.5%. Europe was all negative across the board. The DAX was down 1%, FTSE down 0.5%. So Germany got hit the worst. 10-year yield, 3.73%. It's up 3.73%. And natural gas was up by 5%, just about 5% at 2.73. So, everybody goes back to, oh, we're worrying about the rate and we're worrying about the stalling economies. And it's, you have foreign currencies, they're all hitting record lows. You have Turkey's lira there. It sank to a record low after unconvincing rate hike. You've got, there was another one out there that had their dollar or their currency much lower. But the one that I had wanted to focus on was the U.S. business activity growth. Now, this is the S&P Global Flash June Composite Purchasing Managers Index. That fell 1.3 points to 53. Now, it's still reading a little bit of growth. But, and again, this report, of course, is going to give you mixed news on inflation. And it keeps you confused. And that's the whole point. A gauge of factory input prices shrank the most in over 3 years, while a similar measure for service providers climbed to a five-month high. However, the composite measure of prices received dropped to the lowest since 2020. So there's a little bit of a healthy demand for services. And but again, we're seeing further deterioration at factories. The manufacturing gauge, this is the one I wanted to bring to you, fell to a six-month low. The new orders matching the fastest rate of contraction since May of 2020. But hey, this is a great economy, nothing to worry about. And just because we haven't been or they haven't reported that we've been in a recession doesn't mean that things are swimmingly good. So that's what I wanted to bring today. It was a Friday, and we'll be heading into a holiday weekend pretty soon. So things seem to be a little to the quiet side.
Well, I know it's getting close to the 4th. The firecracker tents are set up in Somerville Plaza now and places. So they're buying firecrackers. It's getting close to the 4th.
Yes.
Yeah, it really is.
Grand.
Do I now?
I said fireworks.
Oh, my grandson probably still does. He loved them. He used to make his own.
Oh, really?
With this, he make rocket stuff out of different things. He just loved that kind of stuff.
Cool.
You know, he really did. But anyway, I want to start with a nonsense story first because I think it's Friday and I got a good news story to end. But I just want to start with a nonsense story. You ready for something that's going to catch your attention, Melody, and keep you pasted to the radio and TV for the next little while?
Sure.
Did you know that Musk and Zuckerberg are going to get in a cage match?
Oh, I know. That's stupid. They said they would do it. I don't know if they're going to do it.
I just wanted to share this because this is so absurd. So it cost $100 to get in that, bringing over $1 billion. This will be the biggest fight ever in the history of the world. Yeah, right. Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are absolutely dead serious about trading blows in the octagon, and fans will have to pay up if they want to watch. UFC President Dana White on Thursday told TMZ Sports that he spoke with both billionaires about their social media beef this week, which saw Zuckerberg accept a cage match challenge issued by Musk on Twitter. Mark Zuckerberg hit me up first and said, "Is he serious?" White told the outlet when the promoter reached out to Musk, the Tesla CEO told him, "Yeah, I'm dead serious." White said that he already is in the early stages of planning how to put on the fight, but didn't hesitate to play up the excitement he expects the brawl will create. "This would be the biggest fight ever in the history of the world, bigger than any that's ever been done," he said. "It would break all pay-per-view records." The tech executives have a history of bad blood, with the fight challenge coming after reports emerged that Zuckerberg, Meta, is working on building a rival to Twitter. While a standard UFC pay-per-view cost $8, White said he would charge $100 for the Musk-Zuckerberg bout. The previous biggest pay-per-view ever was Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather in 2017, White said, which brought in more than $600 million in revenue. So, by golly, Zuckerberg and Musk are going to punch it out. You reckon Musk could wear his devil outfit?
You think?
Yeah,
maybe.
You never know. You never know. But of all the stuff in the world going on, and I won't say it is what it is, the ones I like to get in the match would be Putin and Zelensky. Then settle that war and get done with. How would that be for a deal?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, great idea. Get them into a fight.
Exactly.
I think I know who'd win.
I think I do too. Zelensky might run off and hiding. Anyway, I won't get into all that. But that's just not even funny, but it is funny. People are talking about this, and literally talking about selling tickets for it if it happens. We will see. But on the way of some interesting news, we know that we've been told we see crickets. We know that.
If what?
And we know that since cows pass gas, they're going to get rid of cows. So finally, for the first time in U.S. history, we have a meat to eat, a no-kill meat grown from animal cells is now approved for sale in the U.S.
Now,
if you ever watch that process, Melody, it'll make you sick your stomach. But cultivating meat.
It's chicken.
Is alternative. Yeah, go ahead.
It's chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And they soon have beef and everything. They'll have beef and everything, pork, everything. Cultivated meat is an alternative to traditional meat derived from cells in a lab. For all of human history, eating meat has meant slaughtering animals. But scientists behind cultivated meat say that's no longer necessary. They produce meat by growing cells extracted from an animal's body. And today, the U.S. Department of Agriculture gave its first clearances to sell meat produced this way. Good Meat, a division of Eat Just Incorporated, announced that it has received approval from the USDA for its first poultry product, cultivated chicken growing directly from animal cells to be sold in the good old U.S. That just sounds so appetizing to me, I just can't stand it.
And it looks disgusting.
It does look disgusting. It looks like a blob.
Yeah, I know. It's disgusting.
But they'll be doing more, believe me. This is only the beginning. And I'm sure one day they'll find out a way to do it without using animal cells or anything.
Well, who knows? Maybe, they'll use people cells.
Well, that's with all seriousness, people I have already eat themselves. I'm not making this up. It was in last month's magazine, I think. They actually eat themselves. They cut off slices of their meat. They wouldn't taste what it tastes like. They eat themselves. Now, that's how disgustingly sick our society become. Cannibalism is getting to be more or less talked about and even sung about by Katy Perry on a record. She was being served up in a plate of vegetables. This is our nation today. Unthinkable evils. I'm sure there's already going on behind the scenes. We haven't seen it, but we know it's there. But now they bring out in public. Who knows, Melody? They may start breeding crickets so they weigh 50 pounds apiece. You know?
Slap them some of that growth hormone, you know.
There you go. I mean, you know, this is America. And I wanted to share those two stories first. This is kind of a little reprieve from everything going on as far as absolute bad news. I mean, that's sickening news, but it's not necessarily bad news. They're getting in some now that is. A couple of articles are here on the war. Ukraine hits bridge linking Crimea to mainland in blow to Russian supply route. Ukrainian missiles on Thursday struck one of the few bridges linking the Crimea Peninsula with the Ukrainian mainland. Russian pointing officials said, cutting one of the main supply routes for Russian occupation forces in southern Ukraine. Meanwhile, on the eastern front, Ukrainian forces were containing Russian troops and have not allowed a single meter of Russian advances. Ukraine's Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Malar said on the Telegram app on Thursday. She added Ukrainian forces on the southern front where several villages were retaken last week are gradually moving forward. We've had a partial success. We are pushing back the enemy and leveling the front line. Ukraine is attacking Russia's supply lines to disrupt Moscow's defense of the occupied territory in the south, where Kyiv is in the early stages of its most ambitious counteroffensive of the 16-month-old war. Kyiv says it has recaptured 8 villages so far, but has yet to commit the bulk of its forces to the fight, and its troops have yet to reach the main Russian defensive lines. I also understand that the rocket they used was a British-made rocket they used to hit that bridge with. So I don't know.
Wow, yeah.
I don't know. But we know what we were told, that if they use American and British rockets, that will get American Britain totally involved. That may lead to some serious consequences. End game. Go ahead, Melly.
No, they're there. I mean, yeah, it's I don't know. I like it that it takes longer, but then again, I just wish they'd do it and get it done and over with. You know. But anyway.
Well, I don't know. There's got to be a reason. There's got to be a reason why Russia hadn't nuked them. I expect.
Well, yeah, because they understand what they understand what's going to happen if they do.
Yes, exactly.
You know. Yes. So yeah.
When Russia gets starts hitting inside
that
their,
is a, yeah.
When they start hitting inside their territory, there's going this could be a total different ball game.
I agree.
End game in the Ukraine war approaches with lightning speed. Let me repeat that. End game in the Ukraine war approaches with lightning speed. Today, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made an announcement that has been not yet been carried in Western media, but which is of the most grave nature. I wonder if it'll ever be, carried by the Western media. But anyway, according to the latest intelligence reports, Russia believes that the Ukrainian armed forces now intend to cover their failed counteroffensive in Donbas by using U.S.-supplied HIMARS multiple launch artillery and U.K.-supplied Storm Shadow cruise missiles, possibly in the longer-range domestic version, to attack the Crimea. If this happens, says Shoigu, Russia will consider both the United States and Britain to have fully entered the war as co-belligerents. That means not just supplying the folks, that means actively involved. And Russia will immediately respond to any such attack on its territory by destroying the decision-making centers of the Kyiv regime. This is a fairly transparent threat to neutralize their government apparatus and personnel, logically including President Zelensky. Let me repeat that. It's a fairly transparent threat to neutralize their government apparatus and personnel, logically including President Zelensky. Does that mean they're going to assassinate him, Melody, you think?
I don't know. Don't know what
that sounds
means.
Like it, doesn't it?
Maybe.
The statement by Shoigu leaves little doubt that we are entering the final phase of the Ukraine war as limited to the geography of Ukraine and are possibly heading into a wider war with unforeseeable consequences, both for Europeans and finally for Americans. Sooner or later, one the other side is going to get tired of this. It's tit for tat. And I think the one that has the power to take one out is going to be the one that's going to make the biggest move and get tired of it. I mean, the people are going to get tired of it. The citizens of both countries, especially in Russia, are already starting to get upset because of this war. They get tired of this, sending their young people there to fight and die and spending billions and trillions of dollars on this thing and not gaining ground, really. So we'll see. We will see. And now France wants Ukraine to join NATO, too. So this bigger things are happening here, folks. But I just read that the end of the war, as we know it right now, could come to a lightning end, but not in a good way. Any comments, Melody?
No, sir.
Every day we watch this thing expand, and it has got me concerned. I mean, I don't lay in bed and worry about things tonight, but I'm concerned because I have family here, grandchildren and great grandchildren. I don't want them to be involved in something that's going to take out everything that's left of this country, or nothing left in the world for anybody to do anything with. That's just a sad story. Now, this next story is from Mike Adams, the Natural News. And I've heard this before, but I never had an article in my hand to really read it and put any proof behind it. U.S. government is funding invasion camps in Central America. This is an interview with a guy named Michael Young, which I'm going to get on the broadcast as soon as possible to share this. The United States government is secretly funding the migrant invasion camps in Panama, where hundreds of thousands of foreign nationals, mostly military-aged men, have been staged, processed, and transported to the United States to take their positions across the country. But DOJ's folks, I'm sorry, Homeland Security said, we know China's sending men across. And that's come to Homeland Security. We know they're doing it. One such camp is called San Vicente, near the Darien Gap in Panama. Former Special Forces Operator Michael Yon has toured the camp, revealing a sprawling, ever-expanding network of invasion infrastructure that's being directly supported by the Homeland Defense Secretary Mayorkas, as well as other key members in the Biden administration. We're going to go to break in a few minutes, but a few seconds. I won't share this after the break. So, Homeland Security, Defense Secretary, Homeland Security, is directly involved in this, funding invasion camps. Go ahead, Melody.
All right, we're heading to break, and we will be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. So what's next?
I'm going to finish the article I started. If folks, you could have heard the discussion during the break there. We were discussing about what article I'm reading right now about these men being bound over by Homeland Defense Security. Todd thinks maybe they're not really here for military, and Melody kind of agrees that. I don't know myself, but I tend to believe that we are being infiltrated. When this country erupts in the Civil War, and it's going to, if they had the people in place to come in, and we'll say this, who else would bring in, Melody? Who else would bring in to disarm the American people that don't care about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, anything else, or American lives? If our own troops won't do it, why not bring in some foreign troops? But anyway, those are just my thoughts. My thoughts in a probably $2 by a cup of coffee.
But which foreign troops?
Mercenaries? Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I mean. They have to have a leader. They have to have a – who would they
– who knows? If Homeland Security is involved in it,
true,
then they've got some military leaders obviously somewhere. But according to Sharks, says through these U.S.-funded camps, hundreds of thousands of foreign actors are being – planted across USA, ready to receive orders from an attempted Marxist revolution that would demand the mass murder of U.S. governors, senators, mayors, chiefs of police, and any citizen that resists the takeover. Sounds like Red Dawn. This invasion of America is not being reported by CIA-controlled mainstream media, nor is it omitted by the Biden regime that's helping carry it out. But this is an actual invasion, occupation of the continental United States of America by enemy forces that mean to topple the USA, seize the territory, kill the citizens, and claim its bountiful natural resources. We're living in a war zone, and the enemy is taking up any key positions across country right now, preparing to launch its final assault that will take the U.S. infrastructure and leave the nation in ruins. Meanwhile, Americans are asleep, believing the nation is somehow invincible, even as it is being overrun. The enemy isn't even being challenged at the border. They're being welcomed right in. Well, we'll see. I tend to believe there's some truth to that. I don't know that. I just tend to believe from what I read in the Bible about America and its takedown. I tend to believe that. I mean, I could be totally wrong on that, but I think it's important that we think about that, folks. We need to be cautious. America's U.S. troops may have a hard time firing on American citizens for whatever reason. If these mercenaries are getting paid to come over here, then they're going to earn their pay. We've done it for years as Americans. We've sent mercenaries to other countries and fomented wars and took down governments. Why could it not be our turn? Anyway, Melly, any comments to that?
Nope.
I mean, that's just my opinion. Like I said, opinion $2, my opinion $2 buy a cup of coffee probably at Wendy's or something.
I mean, it's certain possible. It's certainly, you know, it's one of those possibles. Is it probable? I mean, I think we got, you know, I mean, you could create any type of, you know, scenario of that. And yeah, it's all possible. It's all possible, but.
And a nation has become as soft as we are in a lot of ways, I don't know. But anyway, this next article is something I think we need to look at very carefully, and I know you already have. The biggest monetary shock in 52 years. I remember what happened back in 52 years ago. I got married 52 years ago, 1971. Now, I didn't know what it meant, but I remember what happened. We went off the gold standard and started using oil as our way to prop up our dollar. Well, I recently revealed that the so-called BRICS countries will announce this. Now listen to this, because it's getting close. Will announce the creation of a new currency at its annual leaders summit conference on August 22nd through the 24th. We're talking, folks, about 2 months away. We'll see if this happens or not. Will the BRICS plus nations, and they're adding more nations all the time, even Saudi Arabia's probably going to join them, are they going to announce a new currency at its annual leaders summit? This will be the biggest upheaval in international finance since 1971. It's taking direct aim at the dollar. Quite simply, the world's unprepared for the geopolitical shockwave. It appears likely that the new BRICS currency will be linked to a weight of gold. Now, we're going to find out what this means in the next article, actually. This plays to the strengths of BRICS member Russia and China. These countries are the two largest gold producers in the world, and are ranked 6th and 7th, respectively, among the 100 nations with gold reserves. One difficulty in considering the impact of the new BRICS currency, well, the dollar is that all dollar indexes compare currency to currency. But that's meaningless, since the dollar, euro, and sterling could all suffer from the loss of confidence at the same time. If gold goes from 2,000, which it already is, to 10,000 per ounce, that is better understood as an 80% devaluation of the dollar. From 0.0005 ounces per dollar to 0.0001 ounces per dollar. That's a collapse of confidence, but you'll miss it if you're looking at euros or yen. Those currencies will all be collapsing at the same time. The meeting is 2 months away. Maybe it'll be nothing to it. We will see. But to me, if this does happen, it can make a very serious dent on the world's economy, couldn't it?
Well, of course it could. And, you know, and again, I think the time frame, I mean, you got to wonder, you know, Biden running for whatever happens is going to happen before he's out of office, because everybody knows he's not going to, you know, be reelected. Everybody knows that. But yet he is still. So whatever, something's going to happen that's going to allow someone to challenge. So, but heaven, well, they'll either remove them or they'll do something, but heaven forbid, then we get, Harris.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
giggling.
You know, and there's reasons why she's quiet, folks. It's reasons you don't hear anything about her. And I think every time they put her out, they're just testing her. But That's just my opinion.
And we mentioned about the gold-backed money that could be coming up, or the gold-back, whatever you're going to use for the new currency, if they announce it at the meeting in August. Gold bar vending machines rolled out at South Korean convenience stores. Who would have thought that would ever happen? Buying gold bars out of vending machines. Sheesh.
They did it in Germany.
Wow. When did they do that?
2008, back in there,
really?
When everything was going crazy. At least there was reports, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Buying physical precious metals is a time-proven method. Folks, this article is really true. Pay attention. Of securing generational wealth while reckless central bankers debase currencies and ignite the worst inflation storm in a generation. Gold and silver investing has long been seen as a hedge against inflation and a store of value against currencies. Access to physical precious metals is challenging and usually involves a bullion dealer. Sometimes online dealers take weeks to receive the delivery. South Korean convenience store GS Retail, with 10,000 locations, has understood the soaring demand for sound money, and repeat that, for sound money, and wants to enhance accessibility. The company rolled out gold bar vending machines with offerings in five sizes, weighing 0.13 ounces to 1.3 ounces, according to UPI News Korea. The most popular gold bar is the smallest, at the 0.13 ounce, which is currently priced at around $225. People in their 20s and 30s appear to be their main buyers, purchasing physical gold as an investment vehicle, especially in times such as these, when its value is continuing to rise. GS has rolled out 29 gold bar vending machines with plans to increase to 50 by the end of the year. You know, Billy, that article says everything you've been saying for a long time. It is a hedge against inflation. It is something that's sound, that's going to be there, sound money, that can protect your wealth for a while. I mean, this what the article said it's like it is, and now they're going to sell these in vending machines? Gee, and $225 for a 0.13 ounce? That's a little over a tenth of an ounce, I guess. That's. You have any comments on that?
No, I mean, it's in today's world, it's hard to believe that you don't have people absconding and breaking in. I mean, they break into New York City with drugs, Narcan, and, you know, drug paraphernalia. So, you know, I find it, like, I can't imagine that it would be a too successful thing but South Korea is a little bit different than the rest of the world. You got to remember, in a lot of these countries, if you steal, they'll cut your hands off.
That's true.
It isn't like the United States where you get to do, you know, anything that you want and you get released and you know, barely get a slap on the wrist for doing any type of criminal element. So I believe things are, when it comes to crime, these, especially place like South Korea, are very strict.
Oh, yes, they are. Yeah. They really are.
Everybody thinks that the rest of the world is like the United States.
Oh, no.
And it isn't.
No, it isn't.
It isn't. Europe is not like us. The Asian countries scare me to death. When you look at their militaries and see them march.
Yeah. Yeah. Those boys and girls are trained, aren't they?
They're trained.
They truly are.
I mean, I'm not saying ours are not, but
I think compared to a lot of recent, yeah, different. And I think compared to a lot overseas, maybe not nearly as well. We were talking about aliens coming in, illegals coming in. Well, this analysis is trying to come up with something here I think is interesting. Nearly 17 million illegal aliens in the United States cost Americans $163 billion annually. Now, again, the key word is illegal. 17 million illegal. They're here against federal and state laws, and we're paying them to be here. What does that say about this country? The nation's legal alien population has hit nearly 17 million, an increase of more than 2 million since President Joe Biden began implementing his catch and release network in the United States. The Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR, released a standing report estimating that the size of illegal alien population residing in the United States Based on that latest Census Bureau data, FAIR researchers found that there are at least 16.8 million illegal aliens are now living in American communities, an increase of 2.3 million illegal aliens since Biden took office in January 2021, and an increase of 1.3 million illegal aliens since the same time last year. As the illegal alien population skyrockets under Biden, so do the costs to Americans. Along with the sharp increase in the illegal alien population comes sharp increases in costs to American taxpayers. The unprecedented rate of influx of new illegal aliens over the past year would add $12.6 billion annually to the cost of illegal immigration, bringing the cumulative net cost to at least $163 billion a year. At the current pace of illegal immigration, the annual net cost will exceed $200 billion by 2026, 2 years from now. Well, that's okay. We can afford it. Can we, Mel? Melanie, can we afford that?
Sure, we can. Sure.
So don't worry about it. It's no big deal.
Sure. I'll donate an extra couple percent in taxes.
Sure. I mean, why not? I just, you know, this started many years ago when they changed the immigration laws, you know, and they were at one time very strict. Unless you were actually Caucasian, it was hard getting this country for many years. I'm not making up, folks. I'm telling the truth. Research it for yourself. Not saying it's fair or right or wrong. I'm not saying that. But they wanted people here of the same values and background that they had in this country. Well, obviously, that's out the window. So now we're seeing what's coming to this country now. Total chaos. And one of the ways to undermine a nation, Melody, is to get people in like this to suck off the national wealth. That's a good way to undermine a country, isn't it?
Sure, and a lot of that money goes back to those countries and everything. You know, sure. What we should be doing is teaching these people in other countries on how to live, how to do better. But, of course, their governments don't want it because those governments are just as corrupt as ours anymore. So, you know, there's no fixing this system. I mean, they've got it on a path that's doomed.
I agree. That's sad but true. Now, another thing we can afford, Biden administration, which means us, taxpayers, is going to loan Ford $9 billion for electric vehicle plants. Wow. President Joe Biden, nobody wants them, folks. My son works at a dealership. Nobody buying electrical cars. If they do, they bring them back. They don't like them. I'm serious. President Joe Biden's administration is loaning Ford and its battery manufacturing partner billions of dollars to help build three electric vehicle plants. As officials discussed Thursday the president's green energy agenda is hurting Americans. The U.S. government, the U.S. Department of Energy is loaning Ford its partner $9.2 billion to construct EV plants in Tennessee and Kentucky, the Washington Examiner said. The outlet said the move was supposed to increase domestic battery manufacturing in a bid to compete with China on the issue. And China's cars are not selling either. So this is something that they're manufacturing electric cars, and nobody's buying them over there even. But they're going to force it down our throats, whether they like it or not, Melody. They're going to force it.
Of course they are. Look at the billions of dollars to be made. All those little deals that Biden probably made with these various countries. And, you know, we can't even, you know, hey, there's a Chinese company. Is it Michigan that they're going to build EV batteries? Connections with China. You know, it's just like, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, nothing like having the nation that hates you the most inside your country building, you know, making money off the people that they want to destroy. Nothing like that. Now, that's just the way it should be. So, anyway, this is what's happening to our country. Like your lumpet, folks, it's real.
Yes,
okay,
it is.
Boeing charges Pentagon. Again, every time I say Pentagon or Biden administration, remember, it's charging us, the taxpayer, $52,000 for a trash can that previously cost $300. Now, we'll see how that worked out here. How'd that happen? But I'm not going to do it after this break. We'll break by less than a minute. But, folks, please, whenever you hear that the government's paying this much or Pentagon's paying this much, translate it back to where it comes right out of our pocket. They're not paying anything. The government doesn't produce anything. They do nothing to produce to earn, all they can do is take money from the people and spend it. That's all they can do. So Pentagon, government, all the same. It's all the same. When they say they're going to spend $10 billion, it's coming out of our pocket, right, Melody?
Absolutely correct.
So I don't know. This is not complicated.
Go get a second job.
Yeah, there you go. You're going to need it. No, they need it. They need it.
Yeah. And you need the, 1-800-375-4188. It's 1-800-375-4188. Are we ready to go to break?
We are.
We are. I hear the music. We'll be right back. Come on, baby. Don't say baby. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody. I'm here with Butch Paul. What's next, Butch?
Well, I just...
You made me hungry during the break. You were talking about food.
You folks, if you can hear the in between the programs, you can hear the breaks, you probably enjoy this. And we're talking about...
They'd be hungry,
gravy
now.
Gravy on toast. I mean, gee, you know? So, I mean, we're talking about food. I know that just excites y'all, but anyway. And we're talking about the Pentagon charging you and me a little bit extra money for a trash can. As Democrat and Republican members of the executive and legislative branches trip over each other trying to see who can jack up the Pentagon's budget more, investigation by responsible statecraft has uncovered some glaring examples of Department of Defense contractors raising the price of their product by astronomical multiples. Boeing used to charge about $300 for trice receptacles used aboard the E-3 Sentry Airborne Warning and Control System, or AWACS, planes, which used the chassis of a Boeing 707 airliner. After that aircraft vanished from civilian fleets, the trash can that lost its status as a commercial item, freeing Boeing to stick it to American taxpayers. Again, they got it right to the American taxpayers. The E-3 Sentry AWACS As of 2020, the United States Air Force had 33 in service. How bad they stick it to us? In 2020, the Pentagon paid Boeing $200,000 for four of the trash cans, translating to roughly $51,606 per unit, according to responsible spacecraft Connor Eccles. The next year brought an apparent volume discount. In 2021, the Pentagon bought 11 trash cans at only $36,640 each. Together, the price of the 2 years of purchase represents a whopping $600,000 markup over previous years. Being it isn't the only one sticking, but Boeing is the only one sticking to taxpayers. For starters, in 2022, New York-based Jamaican Bearings Company sold the Pentagon 13 radio fielders, while they previously priced them at $350 each. This time, Jamaica Bearings charged $49,000 each. Lockheed Martin jacked up the price of an electrical conduit for the P-3 Orion anti-submarine and maritime surveillance plane, upwards of 1,400%, raking in the extra $133,000 from 2008-2015. So there you go, Melody. Our money's been well spent, and somebody's watching really close so that they won't get ripped off.
Well, that makes me, whew, I can sleep tonight.
Oh, yes. I mean, that somebody's watching it, and we know that. I think in the past, I think the Department of Defense got in trouble by spending, what, thousands of $2 for hammers or something. You remember what happened years ago? And we have no idea the waste that's going on inside government, in any branch of it, especially the Pentagon. We have no idea. They just allot $20 billion and say, here, take it and do what you want to with it. And we don't know where it's going. But obviously, Boeing and some others are making a few bucks off of us. Any comments?
No, sir.
And you know, of course, Obama is still in the picture, right? You know Obama hadn't left government. You know that already.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, his house is only a few blocks away from the White House. So
right.
I think Obama and Biden are still partners. Obama calls for digital fingerprints. Now, folks, this is for real stuff. So police can arrest people who share non-mainstream news. Former President Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, has called for digital fingerprints to be mandatory to help law enforcement agencies target and arrest users who read and share non-mainstream news online. In an interview, Obama said the development of new tracking technology could help identify the users who spread fake news online. Tracking those users and punishing them would help bolster mainstream news outlets on the Internet, Obama argues. What do you think about that, Melody? Online digital fingerprints. That couldn't nothing could go wrong.
It's not shocking. It's not shocking.
It isn't shocking. It isn't. Everything's getting to be digital. And we watch... Of course, we hear about North and South Korea, North Korea and all its, and Kim Jong-un and all the things he's done, and but we don't hear what's going on in society, because it's a very close society. You don't hear much about what the citizens of North Korea, very little. As a matter of fact, nobody even hardly goes in that country anymore. But listen to this. This, I think, is something that we need to pay attention to. Kim Jong-un facing revolt as North Koreans call for U.S. to attack their country. Wow. Though quietly and behind closed doors, North Koreans are turning against their supreme leader, Kim Jong-un, in what could see the country crumble. North Korea is the hermit kingdom, the world's last fully-fledged autocracy. It is presided over by Kim Jong-un, the 39-year-old supreme leader who controls every minute detail of his people, from their being able to travel and wear leather coats to their food supplies and choice of haircut. No one can leave North Korea, and very few can enter. But there are murmurs that things might be changing. North Koreans have lived well below the poverty line for decades. The country's infamous famine lasted 4 years between 1994 and 1998, and it's perhaps one of the most gruesome and heartbreaking tales of a struggle for survival, one which saw stories of cannibalism and pure desperation. The country is at a turning point. Its economy continues to shrink, Shortage of crucial items grow. The population no longer entirely ignorant of the outside world thanks to the advent of the Internet and social media, despite those things being controlled by the state, and increased efforts by neighbors to expose their former compatriots to life outside. In 2020, North Korea further cut itself off from the world after the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. It sent an already isolated country into the depths of the backwaters. A recent BBC investigation found that the situation in the country is the worst it's been since the 90s and the fateful famine, which with vital food supply routes cut off and increased interference in people's lives widespread. Three ordinary people were secretly interviewed by the broadcaster with the help of the publication Daily NK, which collaborates with a network of sources in the country. The North Koreans spoke of fear they would either starve to death, as did their ancestors, or be executed for even the smallest flaunting of the rules. Some even admitted they longed for an attack by the U.S. in order to put an end to the tyrannical regime. Among the people interviewed included a woman living in Pyongyang, the capital, a construction worker living near the Chinese border, and a market trader in the north of the country. The woman in Pyongyang said she knew a family of three who had starved to death in their home. You never see this. Whenever you see the military or you see Kim Jong-un, he's a little short, stocky, fat guy, he's eating well. The military looks like it's well-armed and disciplined. We see that. And we see that there seems like that there's no nothing wrong with the country. It looks like it's doing very well from what you see on TV and what they allow you to see going inside the country. But obviously, this communist dictator, the people are starving to death, and they're tired of it. What do you think, Melody? I don't know where Melody went. I don't. She's still there? Okay. Well, I guess we'll go on, and maybe she'll go back in a minute. I don't know where she went.
Hello?
There she
I'm
is.
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just talking away, and Todd must have muted me, I guess, somehow. But anyway.
Gee, Todd could do that?
I think, I just...
Anyway,
but
you heard the story, but yeah.
There's been chatter that he's been grooming his sister to overtake, and so there's a lot of things going on in there that we really don't know. But again, it is a very dangerous place.
It's just, we can't see behind the lines, obviously. We can't. And I got time here for one more short article, then I'm going to get to the good news article. BlackRock recruiter claims senators can be bought for $10,000. War good for business. And we know that's true. Smedley Butler one time wrote a book, Lieutenant General, I think it was Brigadier, I can't remember what the rank it was, entitled War's a Racket. And it is. The undercover chaps and lassies at James O'Keefe's new undercover media venture have done it again, this time tricking a BlackRock recruiter into making several damning omissions. In a series of the covertly recorded meetings, recruiter Siege Varley describes how BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, is able to run the world and that it's easier to pull off shenanigans when the people aren't thinking about it. According to Varley, U.S. senators can be bought for as little as $10,000. The senators are really cheap. You got 10 grand, you can buy a senator. You can take the big load of money and buy people. I work for a company called BlackRock. It's not who is the president. It's who is controlling the wallet of the president. You can buy your candidates. First, there is the senators. Those guys are really cheap. Got 10 grand, you can buy a senator. I'll give you $500,000 right now. It doesn't matter who wins it. They're in my pocket. And I do believe that's partly true, Melody. I truly do.
I do, too. I agree.
So there's no doubt that's true. It's a sad thing, but folks, look at what the Pentagon's doing. Look what's happening there. Look at the illegals in the country. I mean, how much more corruption do we have to see to know this is all happening? There's a lot of smoke. There's got to be a fire somewhere. You better get Melody. Call them, take what you have left, because it's not going to get any better, folks. If they do something in August as they said they're going to do, your dollar could go to nothing overnight, literally overnight. Good news story. Paying it forward. Homeless man returns lost $10,000 check to a woman as rewarded with a whole new life. This is really a kind of a short story, but it's really heartwarming. When the homeless man found the check for $10,000, his only thoughts were returning it to the rightful owner. Now the man has been rewarded with a whole new life. Elmer Alvarez had been living on the streets for several years when he found the check. His first thought was, I got to look for this person. And despite having no cash himself, Alvarez didn't consider using the money for himself. He said, it never crossed my mind because I made a decision to turn my life over. Bless his heart. I've been clean for 3 years. The check belonged to a real estate broker, Roberta Hosky. She was surprised to find that somebody in Elmer's position had returned the check instead of expecting it to be from somebody in a fancy suit. Luckily for Elmer, Roberta was full of compassion for his situation due to her own experience with homelessness as a teenage mother. She offered him a reward for returning the check, which made Elmer cry due to the kind gesture. Roberta also offered Elmer a place to live, paying for his rent for 7 months, and put him through real estate school. Now, how's that, Melody?
Wow.
Is that a good story?
That really is a good story. You always good stories.
Well, I try to, because this world is polluted and corrupt and full of all kinds of evil, but there's some good people out there. There truly are, folks, don't get your eyes off. Don't get you so dead set and get your attention totally centered on what's going on that's wicked and corrupt and polluted. From time to time, look around and be thankful for what you have. The Bible says think on good things, pure things, right things, righteous things. And when you're around people, love those people. Let them know you do. You'll be surprised how they open up to you and talk to you. People need someone that they believe cares. And I think it's our job on this earth to be that kind of people. And I mean that. That we're blessed. We're all blessed to some extent. I don't know how many people that listen today maybe are living by themselves and have nobody really. But the Bible says that in order to have friends, you must first show yourself friendly. I think if you start smiling and saying hello, you might be surprised that people may warm up to you and become a friend. And I like that. I really mean that. I mean, I consider Melody and Todd two of my friends. I don't get to see them very often at all. Work together 3-4 times a week. Todd and I 7-6 times a week. But I consider them friends. I don't see them, but they know I'm here. I know they're there. So
true.
Let that show through, folks. Melody, you go ahead. We're down the last minute or so. Let you wrap it up.
Well, you know, and it is important that, you know, I just saw an article. I'll just do this briefly. It was about Europe's empty churches, prayer and confessions make way for drinking and dancing. And they're having such a falling away in Europe, in Belgium. And it's just incredible. And I always thought that they would have had a little bit stronger, I don't know, with the Catholics and so forth, but, you know, maybe just Italy or something. But some of the numbers in there are just staggering on what they're doing. So we're definitely seeing this huge falling away. And again, that is also what we have been told. So
Yes. Just
another sign. So, yeah, when we can spread the goodness, we must. And so thank you for bringing that to us. Anything else you'd like to add?
Nope. That's it. Tell folks, seriously, folks, call Melody if you can. Please call Melody and get yourself in some kind of order financially. It could collapse. And not a joke, it could collapse within 2 months. If they do what they're going to do with the BRICS nations, it's going to be a huge hit that we never dreamed possible.
1-800-375-4188. We'll be back on Monday. Be safe this weekend. And until then, good night and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me